Hello and welcome to Walk the Pod, the daily walking show where I take my podcast for a walk because I don't have a dog. This is your daily reminder to spend 10 minutes paying attention to what is directly in front of you. My name is Rachel Wheely, a comedian walking a cycle path in southwest London on the most beautiful day in the world. The sky is blue and there are clouds in the sky which are, I think, high level clouds. And I actually haven't read far enough in my cloud spotting guide to know what they're called yet, but there's a cumulus cloud over there, so at least I know the name of that one, and the others might be vapor trails. Welcome to Walk the Pod. The meadowy bit on the cycle path is just bloody beautiful today, poddies. I cannot even tell you how gorgeous it is. The sun is shining brightly in the sky. There are purple poppies near the fence. And then in the foreground, as if they're the infantry to the archer division, which is the poppies, are oxeye daisies and those blue things, which I still haven't put through my picture this app in order to find out what they are. And a smattering of poppies. And a smattering of purple things, which I also don't know what they are. So it's just gorgeous out here. I'm still very tempted to come along in about, I don't know, April or May and sow like meadow seed all the way along here in order to make it even more crazy. But I don't know whether that's actually genetically engineering the bike track in a way that is deeply unethical. Oh, there's a bright yellow thing over here as well. Don't know what that is. That's really pretty. How are you, poddies? I hope you're well. I am having I've had a really lovely couple of days, actually. Yesterday, after my big adventure involving a hill and some swimming, I watched a gorgeous film called 84 Charing Cross Road, which I highly recommend to you. It stars Anthony Hopkins, it stars Anne Bancroft, it stars Judy Dench as an Irish lady with the most questionable accent you've ever heard in your life. It's incredible. It was made in 1986 and it features the epistolary relationship between an American English literature lover called Helene Humph and an English secondhand book salesman called Frank Doel. It is based on a true story and it's the most beautiful film you've ever seen in your life. You'll laugh, you'll cry. Very little happens. So little happens. Can't even tell you how little happens in this film. But it is gorgeous. So you can rent that if you feel like it and let me know what you think. There are people walking along in long sleeve shirts and baseball caps today. Don't know why they're wearing long sleeve shirts, but look, I mean, I would be the first to say that I am often incorrectly dressed for all of the weather, all of the time, and that will continue. Every season, as it really fully changes, I still stubbornly stick to the last season's clothes for at least 3 weeks before I sort of get my life in order and start to dress appropriately for the weather. But today I'm in very small shorts and a sleeveless vest top thing as I walk past a piece of cotton wool on the ground, as if to remind myself to look up at the clouds. The more I read this cloud spotter's guide, the more into clouds I am. I think clouds are, they're just endlessly fascinating, really. If you can't get hold of a river, clouds are the next most useful thing to look at. There's actually quite a lot of wind today, which is actually rather refreshing, rather nice breeze. Anyway, and then this morning, sorry, I was explaining my nice couple of days. So I had a lovely day yesterday, swimming, cycling up and down a hill, watching this film. And today I got up and I got completely sort of distracted by something on social media, which I'm not proud of, but I am trying to develop a healthier relationship with it, as you know. And I think the answer is to just be careful what accounts you follow. Anyway, I was looking at the account of somebody called Deborah Needleman, who wrote a book called The Perfectly Imperfect Home, which is about how to furnish your home in a way that is basically full of love and then to get on with your life. which I completely stand by as a way to exist. And on Deborah Needleman's Instagram was a bunch of stuff which just threw me off into a sort of research hole for the most of the morning, but hole in a good way. And then I wrote a post for the Patreons, the patrons of Walk the Pod in the Walk the Pod Walking Club, about all of that. And then I had some lunch, and it's been a really nice couple of days at a time when I'm trying to do something that I find stressful, and I'm doing my best to actually enjoy myself and not get too worked up by the process of finding work. Very happy to be through to the next stage of the interview process for the job I went for. Had an interview for yesterday, so I'm feeling happy about that. And just walking past Wimbledon Chase Primary School playing fields, in which 11 million children are running around in shorts and short-sleeved shirts and ties, because they're very sophisticated school children. And there's a couple of people walking towards me in very summery clothes. So some people have got this nailed. Here's Chatsworth Avenue, just walking past the top of that. So it's a beautiful mid-June day. I am turning 40 on Sunday, and I am actually feeling totally content with that situation, because it doesn't really matter how old you are. So I don't think whatever number is attached to you makes much sense, especially given that everybody has a different number of years on the planet. So I prefer to look at it as a percentage, and I don't know what the percentage is. So, you know, I could be at 97% of my life, or I could be at 50%, or I could be at 40%. I don't know. So how can I really tell you how I feel about a number when it's really not the most important piece of information about me? If that sounded a bit over defensive, that perhaps explains how I really feel. No, it's fine. I am fine. I'm very happy about it. Am I protesting too much at this point? Anyway, just enjoying walking the cycle path, enjoying the sunshine, enjoying a breeze. And listening to the whoops and hollers of children, which, as we know, the first few months of this podcast did not occur because the schools were closed. And it is wonderful to me that kids are getting a chance to play with their friends and learn things now that they're open again. There's a lot of green on the cycle path at the moment. It is very verdant. Is that the right word? Don't know. Oh, I have to share a word with you. Simon Mayo, on his brilliant show Wittertainment that he does with Mark Kermode on 5 Live, told Mark about the word sluttery on the latest podcast. A sluttery is a creative mess in a room, or a room full of creative mess. A room in which creative work gets done, but which is a mess. And I love that. I am going to adopt that immediately. So anytime I want to do anything remotely creative, I shall tell everybody within earshot that I'm going to my sluttery and I'm not to be disturbed. So that's something that I will relish enormously in the next few weeks. Till it sinks in, till everyone understands that I have a sluttery, and then they'll start referring to it as if it's a normal room in the house. I mean, there's only one room in my house, so it's unlikely to stick, but, you know. Potties, that's the end of episode 4, series 14, Walk the Pod. I'm at the end of the bike track now. Still glorious sunshine. I can hardly take it. It's so warm. Thank you for walking with me. If you would like to support the podcast, there are three easy ways you can do that. Number one way is to give the show a review on the podcast platform that you are listening to this on. Number two is to join the Walk the Pod Walking Club via Patreon. You have to go to patreon.com/RachelWheelieIsFunny. Leaping Lord Stephen did that yesterday, so we now have three poddies in the Walk the Pod Walking Club, and I'm very delighted about that. I seem to be posting updates much more frequently in there than I do on my newsletter, but if you want to subscribe to my newsletter, you can do that at rachelwheelie.substack.com, and I publish that every other Thursday. If you want lots more updates from me on things I'm reading, things I'm watching, things I'm enjoying in the internet, on the world, on the internet, in the world, whichever combination of those words makes the most sense, join the Patreon. And the third way you can support the show is by telling another human about it with your mouth and tongue. And they will thank you for bringing this daily reminder to pay attention to what's directly in front of you to their attention, because everybody needs that, apart from the busy people who really should be prescribed it as an absolute necessity. Okay, I will be back with episode 5, series 14, Walk the Pod tomorrow. Take care of yourselves, and please remember to speak kindly to yourself every day.